Due to the devastation brought on by incessant Allied air raids, by the end of 1944, Kammler had taken control of weapons research as well as the construction of underground factories and concentration camps. Thus, just a few weeks before the end of the war, he had become Commissioner General for All Important Weapons, wrote Speer, who later bemoaned the fact that Himmler's SS gradually assumed total control over Germany's weaponry, production, and research. In connection with his new responsibilities, Kammler created an SS Sonderkommando, or Special Command, independent from the normal German military and bureaucracy. What Kammler had established was a special projects office, a forerunner of the entity that had been run by the bright young colonels of the USAF's stealth program in the 1970s and 1980s, noted Cook. It was a place of vision, where imagination could run free, unfettered by the restraints of accountability. Exactly the kind of place, in fact, you'd expect to find anti-gravity technology, if such an impossible thing existed. Kammler also had use of computer technology that was only dreamed of in American science fiction stories. Dr. Kammler had the benefit of knowledge, hardware, and software that was developed by the computing pioneer Dr. Konrad Zuse, wrote Stevens. In spite of everything churned out by the computer industry and history as we know it, Dr. Zuse built the first digital computer in 1938 and the first programmable software language, Plankaikul. He was also instrumental in developing magnetic tape as a computer storage medium. By 1944, the Germans were using computers, the Zuse-built Z-3, to plot the course of ballistic attack by the V-2 at Peenemünde and Nordhausen. Stevens, who spent more than 15 years researching the Reich's most secret technology, including flying saucers, wrote, "By the end of the war, a whole new research and production command and control structure had been set up, which reduced or replaced the figures we normally think of as running the Third Reich, such as, for instance, Hermann Göring and Albert Speer." It was Kammler and his Sonderkommando that became the repository for the Reich's most advanced technology, going far beyond the rockets and flying discs. But Kammler's immediate concern was the V-2 rocket program. Kammler worked closely with Werner von Braun and his superior Luftwaffe Major General Walter Dornberger. Von Braun, who had been a member of the SS since 1940, carried the rank of SS Sturmbannführer, or Major. Alarmed by progress on the V-2 rockets, Britain's Bomber Command sent 597 bombers on the night of August 16 to 17, 1943, to raid Peenemünde, Germany's top-secret rocket facility built on an island at the mouth of the Oder River near the border of Germany and Poland.